With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. The Trump administration is deploying 350 National Guard troops to New Orleans ahead of the new year. More from White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
It's the latest federal deployment in the city at the same time that an immigration crackdown led by Border Patrol is underway. A Pentagon spokesman said the Guard members will be tasked with supporting federal law enforcement partners, including the Departments of Justice and Homeland Security. Louisiana's Republican governor welcomed the deployment, but critics argued the move is unwarranted, and they point out that New Orleans has already seen a decrease in violent crime. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The post-Christmas rush is underway. Bob Agnew tries to keep up with the crowd.
Millions of people are on the prowl for post-Christmas deals and getting in line for holiday returns. Holiday spending did top last year's overall haul, but also saw the emergence of some new trends. People are hitting thrift stores more than ever before, and many started shopping earlier than ever. That's thanks to Christmas creep and early deal hunting. And the move toward digital shopping grew even more this year, with AI playing a big role in people's online and mobile shopping. Bob Agnew reporting.
Bloodshed in an Ohio Sheriff's Department Friday. Authorities say a gunman shot and wounded three people and was then shot and killed by police officers. And investigators say a man accused of fatally shooting a Delaware State Police trooper at a DMV office allowed customers to leave, then fired at approaching officers before being killed. Officials in Brazil say that an ultra-light plane towing an advertising banner has crashed into the sea off Rio de Janeiro's Copacabana Beach. Local authorities said that the pilot died in the crash Saturday. Fire department rescue teams used sonar equipment to locate possible additional victims in wreckage. The Brazilian Air Force has opened an investigation into the crash. This is SRN News. Correspondent Michael Harrington shares a new report on how parents are raising their kids.
It comes from the Pew Research Center, and it reveals that 43% of moms and dads in this country take their children to church at least once a month. 56% of parents also say they talk about faith with their kids on a regular basis. About one in five couples tell Pew they're raising their youngsters in a, quote, very religious household, and another 34% say their home is, quote, somewhat religious. Michael Harrington reporting.
One of New York City Mayor-elect Zora Mamdani's appointees has resigned over social media posts she made that featured anti-Semitic tropes. Catherine Alamante da Costa, who was tapped to join the incoming administration, has expressed deep regret for the posts, which date back to 2011 and 2012. The Anti-Defamation League first publicized the three tweets from da Costa that included such phrases as money-hungry Jews, unquote. This is SRN News. Graphite mines in the U.S. are seeing renewed interest after being largely closed for decades.
Graphite is crucial for lithium-ion batteries, and demand is surging amid trade tensions with China. Several companies, including New York-based Titan Mining Corporation, have plans to mine graphite. Titan aims for commercial sales by 2028, believing geopolitical factors favor their efforts. The U.S. government has fast-tracked permits and offered financial support to boost domestic graphite production.
That's correspondent Andrew Stewart reporting. More than 1,000 flights have been canceled or delayed across the Northeast and Great Lakes as a winter storm disrupted one of the busiest travel weekends of the year. As of Saturday morning, New York City had received around 4 inches of snow. That's a little less than what they expected, but at least 1,500 flights were canceled. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor.